You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. The Missourians, Market Street Stomp, 1929, and that was requested by my friend Chris, and he will be glad to hear his name, I'm sure. That was, so why don't you play the Missourians? And I'll play them. I do play them. I play them in the car. I listen to Missourians a lot. They're the best, amazing, most amazing band among many. A very amazing band. And later were somewhat eclipsed by the front man who took them over, Cab Calloway. But the Missourians, as such, recording on Victor, were a killer group. And there's Market Street Stomp for you. Beginning before that with Rhoda Bernard and Cohen Owes Me $97 from 1916. And that was, as I say, that was on a compilation called Jew Face a few years ago. And you probably can still find copies of that. So look for it, and that's you'll find some interesting stuff on there if you're not too concerned about if you can take it, it's there. This is Radiola, and I hope you can take it because I've got a lot to dish out here. This we're going to continue now, and I'm Andy Sr., by the way, and I'm the I have the ladle in my hand. We're going to continue with a banjo soloist recording, I believe, in 1919 for Janet. He made records going way back to the dawn of recorded music. But Ollie Oakley, with Dave Roth on the piano in 1919 with Poppies and Wheat.
Mighty blue. might be to somebody else. I might be blue.
All your hometown news, then you get those homesick blues, and a homebound feeling fills your shoes. I just met a pal I knew when I began to roam, and he said the folks all wait for me. That's why I'm going home. I'm a homesick rolling stone, rolling back to home sweet home. Feeling blue and weary too, no more will I roam. There's a picture in my mind of the one I left behind, and though the folks like mine are doggone hard to find, I'm gonna hop on a train that takes me again to my journey's end. Now back to the land where the folks understand, and everyone's your little friend. Nothing's gonna hold me back. I'm on my way to that little old shack, 'cause I'm a homesick, homesick rolling stone, just rolling home. When you're down and out, don't wear a frown. Stop and think about your little hometown you left behind you. Now let me remind you, there's no place like home sweet home. If it's north or south or east or west, there you're sure to find some happiness. That's why I'm saying I'm not delaying. I'm leaving right away. I'm gonna hop on a train that takes me again to my journey's end. Back to the land where the folks understand, and everyone there's your little friend. Nothing's gonna hold me back. I'm on my way to that little old shack, 'cause I'm a homesick, homesick rolling stone. Yes, yes, just rolling home.
Earl Rickard, I'm a homesick rolling stone, without a home. 1924, off and okay, and it's that's a nice tune. I like Earl Rickard, even though he really does want to sound like Al Jolson. He did a good job. That's I have to say. Well, you know, everybody was copying each other in those days. They always wanted to have somebody who sounded like somebody else. So they'd find if somebody was really popular, they'd get another vocalist on another label to compete with them. And obviously, since Jolson was on Columbia, and then I think he might have been on Brunswick even by then, they got Earl Rickard on OK, and he was, you know, he did OK. Before that, Richard B. Gilbert, also on OK, and I don't think he was imitating anybody, what's called a tarot patch accompaniment on a song that was very popular in 1925, Mighty Blue. Beginning with Ollie Oakley, Dave Roth on the piano, Poppies and Wheat, 1919. And I'll debate whether I'll play the other side of that. It'll require a preface. So, and I don't like to give too many prefaces. It takes way too much time. So take that as my thought. This is Radiola. As I say, we're going to continue now, and I'm Andy Sr. continuing with a very nice copy of this, and I'll play both sides today, by the way. Paul Whiteman on a 12-inch Columbia Blue Wax. Oh boy, what a delight to have that too. Boy, not gonna say anything else, but that is a sweet looking record. If anything else, as well as very nice sounding. Jack Fulton and Vix is in there somewhere, though you don't really. He's not audible, but you hear some tram in there, some nice tram. I Can't Give You Anything But Love, 1928.
happiness. And I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell. The heavy diamond bracelets were worth thousand cents, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
kind of wild. Oh, Limehouse blues. I've the real Limehouse blues. Learned from the Chinkies those sad China blues. Rings on your fingers and tears for your crown. That is the story of old Chinatown.
Red Nichols and his five pennies, all 17 of them, apparently. Whoever he had there, you know, he had the whole studio full. But five pennies worked for Red Nichols, of course, so we had to call it that. Scrappy Lambert, Limehouse Blues from 1928. And there is some amazing jazz soloing in there, as you've just heard. I'm not as crazy about the lyrics, and I know some people won't be. But I have this as a, not as a preface, but as an afterword to that, that, you know, sometimes there's great art is connected with things that aren't so great. And taken in its context, its historical context and its musical context, which is, you know, fabulous. You had Venuti and Lang and you had Red Nichols and Fud Livingston and just amazing people in there, Biff Mull and... I don't know if Dudley Fosdick was on that session. He was on the other session I have, too. But it's, yeah, there was some unfortunate stuff. Just like Wagner wrote great music, but he was a bastard, put it plainly. So, you know, I'm going to say that. You know, it's not. I'm not saying it as a dirty word, but that's what he was. Just not a very nice man. And whatever he did, he wasn't very, very... decent to anyone, but he wrote great music. What can you do? But that's a great record, and it's some of the things in there are a little questionable. Before that, something not very questionable at all, but excellent, was Paul Whiteman, his orchestra, Jack Fulton on the vocal, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby, 1928, off a nice shiny blue Columbia, and that's the prettiest thing. It looks like Brian Wright's record, in fact. And you should go buy that, too, by the way. That's lovely. Go to Rivermont Records, you'll find it. This is Radiola, and it's not Plugola, but, you know, sometimes it seems that way. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm about to pull out the plug. And I'm not yet, though. This is a set of some dance music, starting with Isham Jones, Eddie Stone on the vocal. We're gonna concentrate on 30s because we've neglected the 30s for a few weeks. So here's a few from the 30s. Isham Jones with "Always in My Heart" from 1932. ¶¶
my mind. No matter what I do, I find that you're always in my heart and forever on my mind. When I'm all alone and gloomy clouds appear, those gloomy clouds are silver lined, 'cause you're always in my heart and forever on my mind. I have built a world of hopes about you. You're part of me, dear, I'm part of you. Life would be an empty shell without you. A love like this I never knew. Living just for you, today, tomorrow too. And when I leave this world behind, you'll be always in my heart and forever on my mind.
timber. Everybody's waiting for timber. Swing your axe, you lumberjacks. Timber's got to go down the river today. Timber, timber. Can't you hear me calling for timber? Load that team, fill that stream. Timber's got to go down the river today. Sawmill, take that tree. Cut down the ship for to sail the sea. Cut out the cabin for me and mine. Out of a whispering pine. Timber, timber. Soon the cradle of timber. Swing your axe, you lumberjacks. Timber's got to go down the river today.
Tempo King and his Kings of Tempo with Timber. And I'm surprised he didn't tear that thing to shreds vocally. He sang it very seriously, in fact. And Tempo King, of course, tore a Sweet Adeline to shreds and a couple of other things, but he seemed to be much more sedate on Timber for some reason, for 1936. And the pianist, Queenie Ada Rubin, apparently named, but I think it's Fats Waller, so you can argue with me on that if you want, but it'll be a very dull argument. Before that, Eddie Duchin, and he's on the piano in that, Lou Sherwood on the vocal, Moonburn, 1935. Nice Victor copy of that, beginning with Isham Jones and Eddie Stone singing it, Always in My Heart. 1932. This is Radiola, and I don't really want to argue with anybody. I hate conflict, and I despise, I don't like stress. So even though I decided to do a show, I don't like stress. Imagine that. This is Radiola, and we're going to continue. I've played this record also recently, but this is a nice copy of it, and I think this deserves a play with this better version. Lee Sims in 1927. Yes. Song of the Wanderer.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Havanese. That's the tune that they croon at you down Havana way. Tibonais, that's the dance that they dance at the cafe. And that tune brings you dreams, so it seems, underneath the silver moon. As they play Tibonais, every care will fade away. Fascinating, captivating,
from 1931, Enrique Madriguera and his Rumba Orchestra, although I think it was called something else in an earlier pressing. That's a later pressing because it's on the Blue Shellac. Smith Ballou on the vocal on Tibonais. Oh, yeah, I like it. Before that, the International Novelty Orchestra with Fate Tango, or Tango Fate, as you will, as it says on the label, and it says Valentino. I don't know if he wrote it or had anything to do with it, but I don't know if he'd even stepped off the planet by the time that record was issued in 1926. Before that, Lee Sims, Song of the Wanderer, 1927. This is Radiola, and I have no intention of stepping off the planet anytime soon, because I have so many great records to bring to you. And I am just a vessel for that, just bringing it out to you. So I'm just going to have to stay somewhat healthy to do that, because I don't want to go anywhere yet. This also from the transcription from the Philco program, a vocalist by that was called William Schultz. I don't know if that's his real name, but this song kills me. And I have to play it, so I'll try to get through this without losing my composure. A Brown Bird Singing from 1930.
All through the night there's a little brown bird singing. Singing in the hush of the darkness and the dew. Singing in the hush of the darkness and the dew. Would that his song through the stillness could go winging, could go. Night time my lonely heart is singing sweeter songs of love than the brown bird ever knew. Sweeter songs of love than the brown bird ever knew. Would that the song of my heart could go to you. brown bird ever knew.
There's Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, Jack Fulton on the vocal, Sweet Sue, Just You, and whoever it is knows who that's for. That's cryptic, but it'll have to do. 1928, and you did hear a whole chorus by Bixen there, so that makes it worth the wait, doesn't it? Beginning with William Shultz, Brown Bird Singing, 1930. Ah, yes. Radiola, yeah, boy, what can you do about that? And I'm Andy Senior. Before I go tonight, I want to remind you also of a concert being given on September 19th at Gelston Castle featuring the Bearcat Jazz Band, or Jazz Band, if you will, led by Dick Ames. And they will be playing from 1 until probably 4 in the afternoon up at Gelston Castle. And there's a small admission. Food and drink will be available for those who desire it. Dancers are welcome. But it's at Gelston Castle in Mohawk, New York, on Robinson Road. And a full description of the event is available on my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. And I'm going to finish with the closing number on that great transcription I found. Billy Arts and his orchestra from 1930. Oh, yeah. And it's very counterintuitive because they use a tuba for this selection. But it's a good solo. Oh, yeah. Slapping the bass.
And now set your Philco tone control knob at brilliant to get the pep of the next selection. Billy Arts and the Philco Orchestra in Slapping the Bass. Thank you.